Application architecture for young ladies. Above all, you are a programmer. That is how AI works. It is a power that allows you to turn the keyboard around. The bullies that call you a vibe coder belittle all things in their life so that they don't have to rise. Use Bootstrap CSS, currently called the Bootstrap Front End Toolkit, starter template. It's just like 20 lines of code. And tell your AI to use XML to describe your application structure. An XML file will serve as the map of everything that the AI will be making for you, so you keep perfect track of everything from the beginning to the end. Tell it to create web components for you. That's just how you make user interfaces in the modern times. And then use variable scope, signal, and scope.combineLatestPattern. You have to ask AI to create scope, signal, and combine latest for you. Combine latest just subscribes to multiple signals it is fed and spits out a new signal with all the values in there. The signal notifies subscribers whenever any one of those signals changes. Signals and combine latest are a reactive programming pattern that will keep your code simple. Scopes are where your variables are tracked. You can create, dispose, and add signal subscriptions into them for cleanup. But you rarely create a new scope. You almost always create a child scope from the parent, the main scope being your application. So, when you stop your application, all the subcomponents get cleaned. Signals are just variables. Unlike normal variables, here you get notified when they change. AI will call that push architecture, as opposed to pull. When you pull variables into your functions by manually looking up their value. Yuck. The reason why combine latest is bound to scope is because it will reliably free all the subscriptions. When you listen to a signal, you subscribe to it, and the subscription function returns an unsubscribe function. So scope will take that unsubscribe function automatically and put it into its garbage cleanup stuff. If your web application has little panes or windows and you close one of them, you can easily free all the signal subscriptions inside your nested components by just disposing of the window or pane scope, the main scope that you're closing now. Your application architecture should be simple at first. Start with a chat user interface where you can print text and UI components such as complex forms. But the brain of your application should be like a computer game with rooms. Each time you enter and exit a room, a list of actions or commands will be ran. So as you move around, the actions will print various things in your chat UI or conversational UI. Instead of rooms, consider calling these states. So by moving around your state tree, you transition application state, and one of the actions will be clear chat. So your user interface doesn't have to be a long log of everything. You can still totally control what's on the screen, even though it is a conversational user interface. Your XML, initially nested in the Bootstrap CSS HTML template, should not hold the code for actions, just links to them. Remember, the XML is a map and you have to keep it clean and nice. The map is a big deal because you have to be able to effectively tell your AI to focus on a single area of your app. The XML map will help you state that with great clarity. It's the perfect mechanism. Your biggest power, however, is something new something no programmer was ever allowed before. Armed with your map, a strong declaration of your application architecture, you can tell your AI to create a plan to rebuild your entire application, to take the current version with all its imperfections, and create the next one where there are none. You can repeat this process many times, and if you have local AI, just loop it around and set up automated tests and see what comes out automatically. It's a wonderful test for autonomous coding agents. So, in summary, in a single sentence, really, you just move between states, executing actions on enter and exit, affecting what is being sent to your conversational user interface. I recommend you start with clear action, and then add text action that will print hello world in your chat. Hey, as a bonus, you can work on this program in your AI canvas, right in the web page where you're talking to your AI. The most popular AI will absolutely let you use Bootstrap templates, so you get all the UI without any trouble, and you are free to experiment all the way up. But keep it small and focus on learning first. Remember, your XML is a map. It's the soul of your app. It must always be readable. Stay in control.